playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio, the best radio station on the Med.
Hello, I'm Martin, and this is my show. Each week, we take a deep dive into one artist, one story, 1 hour. We crack open the tracks, peel back the history, what was happening in the studio, on the streets, in the headlines. It's not just music, it's a movement. Each episode becomes a music brick, a solid piece of sound and story, stacked into a music wall of riffs, revolutions, record sleeves, and raw truth. This is more than nostalgia, it's a blueprint, and this is Music Brick. Tonight we're diving headfirst into, you guessed it, Status Quo. We're heading down the endless British motorways with Francis Rossi and Rick Parfitt, two Surrey teenagers who met in the mid-60s, swapping guitars in garages and small local halls, learning the ropes of rhythm, riff and rebellion. They started out as psychedelic dreamers, all paisley shirts, swirling phasing guitars, before stripping it down to the bare metal. No frills, no illusions, just groove and grit. Alan Lancaster on bass and John Coughlin on drums soon joined the mix, rounding out a band that turned simplicity into defiance and repetition into ritual. Through the changing decades, fashion swings and chart resets, they stayed the course. Always the same stance, same pulse, and maybe that's what made them timeless. So tonight, we wind back from a Technicolor blur in 1968 to the roar of thousands at Live Aid. This is the road of Status Quo, relentless, loud, and absolutely unapologetic.
You're tuned in to Music Break.
Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
We're going to start in a strange haze. The air still thick with incense and optimism. London's swinging, the world's in colour, and every new band wants to sound like the future. Francis Rossi and Rick Parfitt were barely out of their teens. They formed in 1962 as the Paladins, later changing their name to the Scorpions and then to the Spectres in 1963. After personal changes, the group adopted new names like the Traffic Jam, and then in 1967, they became Status Quo. Pictures of Matchstick Men wasn't denim or distortion, yet it was a hallucination of pop, built on phasing guitars and a psychedelic shimmer that caught the tail end of the Summer of Love. The Beatles were dissolving, Pink Floyd had Sid Barrett on the edge of a breakdown, and Quo's debut slid right in. Strange, hypnotic, slightly out of its depth, but undeniably catchy. It hit the charts, got them on top of the pops, and for a moment they were part of the Technicolor explosion. But behind the paisley shirts, they were already restless. The wigs, that makeup, the image, it wasn't them. They'd soon burn it off.
Underneath my pillow,
Here's Rick Parfitt from an interview from 1976.
And we had a lot of good times together. We toured Australia, and they were good in their heyday. They were really good. They really got it on. It was so exciting, you know. And in their own way, they were just so original. I mean, not only Noddy's voice, but just the way the band sounded. They were original.
It's the 10th of November 1972, and Paper Plane reached number 8 in the UK singles chart and appeared on their album Piledriver. The colour's drained out now, Britain's tightening its belt, and the glow of the 60s has worn thin. They'd swapped satin for denim, trimmed the excess, and found the raw boogie heartbeat. Paper Plane was their declaration of independence, a riff that sounded like it was built in a garage, not a studio. Britain was tightening its belt, the industrial unrest, power cuts, strikes, but quote, thrived in that grit. Paper Plane was a working class joy, all about the thrill of escape, the road, the roar, the freedom of noise. While The Godfather owned the cinema screens and Bowie glamoured up Top of the Pops, Quo doubled down on the basics. Guitars, amps, truth. That's where their legend really starts. A riff, a van, and a refusal to change for anyone. The Quo machine is rolling full speed now. There's no looking back. Just motorway blare and cigarette haze. Caroline opens up with Pure Ignition, a chord sequence that sounds like a Vauxhall Viva kicking into gear outside a motorway cafe. This was the track that sealed it. Top of the Pops loved it, but it wasn't built for telly. It was built for the road. In the same chart, Mud and Slade were bringing glam sparkle. Meanwhile, Quo turned up in jeans and tees, hair long, faces blank, like they'd just rolled out of a gig in Wolverhampton. The song came together at soundcheck, half by accident, but when it landed it hit like gospel for the hard graft generation, the ones who clocked off Friday night and hit the pub jukebox. It wasn't rebellion, it was release. That's Caroline, the open road, the hum of an amp, the eternal riff. From this moment on, the Quote sound was unshakable, a pulse that would carry them through every decade to come. Let's take you on that journey, the road narrowing, amps buzzing, the crowd sweating in a small hall somewhere in Britain. Quote had found their rhythm, the one that would define them for decades. Down, down, hits like a hammer, striking tarmac, relentless, simple and unpolished. Rossi later admitted they just wanted to see if a riff this straightforward could hit harder than anything else on the charts. Outside, teenagers were queuing for singles, vinyl in brown paper sleeves, the pubs packed with laughter and cigarette smoke. People were heading home from work week, and this was the soundtrack that made their boots tap. Floors shaking, hands punched the air. While disco and shiny pop dominated the radio, Quo were relentless in their honesty, raw and alive. Every riff is a challenge and an invitation. Every beat pulls you in. I give you Down Down, where the audience is never a spectator, because their music was a shared heartbeat.
Thank you.
Next up, the blueprint for Quo on stage. Taut, sharp, insistent. Whatever you want started as a challenge. How far could a riff be stretched before it became irresistible? Let's take you on that journey. The crowd leaning forward, the band almost bending into them. Heads low, the energy bouncing back and forth like electricity. They nearly did the splits on stage, just to connect, just to pull the audience into the music. Outside the halls, Britain was spinning, disco tracks, polished pop, the smell of chips and petrol in the air. Yet Quo's groove cut through. The song was physical. The reach, the movement, the shared grin with a front row fan, every note demanded attention, and the simplicity was the point. A handshake between band and listener, a shared pulse of energy. Whatever you want isn't just a song, it's a demonstration of connection, where groove comes before spectacle, and everyone in the room is part of that rhythm. Next up, Roll Over, Lay Down is Quo at full throttle. Long rolling riffs that feel like miles of motorway under the tyres. The band wanted to test stamina and crowd energy in one go. Every chord a push forward, every drum beat a shared heartbeat. By the time Roll Over, Lay Down hit the airwaves in 1975, Top of the Pops was still drenched in sequins, glam rock lingering in the spotlight. The UK charts were stacked with names like Mud, Pilots January, and the Bay City Rollers polishing up with the number one slot. Sweet pop ballads and glitter boots ruled the shelves at Woolworths, and then came Quo. No feathers, no platforms, just denim sweat and a riff that didn't care who was sitting at number one. Outside, cinemas were showing Jaws 2, home video shops were queuing out the door for Rollerball tapes, and newspapers were thick with the headlines of miners' strike and industrial unrest. Britain was tense and this song sounded like the pressure valve hissing open. We give you Roll Over, Lay Down, where the pulse of the band meets the pulse of the streets. Next, we give you a glimpse of the epic hypnotic side of Quo, 4,500 times, stretches the boogie into slow motion journey, endless riff and repetition, spinning like tires on wet asphalt. Let's take you on that journey, the sense of endurance, the constant motion, the thrill of the long haul. Outside the venue, cinema queues were filling for the Great Gatsby screenings on BBC reruns, and the charts were dotted with disco tracks and polished ballads. But Quo were doing something different, a mantra of rock, physical and expansive, letting the audience drift into its rhythm without losing attention. The riffs themselves were almost meditation, every note calculated to pull you deeper into the pulse. 4,500 times is Quo at their hypnotic best. A long shared ride down the road of repetition and devotion. We're going with the full version this time for my good friend Mr. John Cheatham, who's seen more Quo concerts than you could shake your stick at, even taking his kids there when they were younger. Now that's what you call dedication.
Find a will for my wishing. Be my friend. Be my friend. It gets lonely on the table for two. Life.
No time for a recap on this particular music break. There's just too much to get through. The year is 1974. Britain was flickering under the candlelight as the three-day week cut power and tempers. The miners were striking, the winter of discontent still ahead. And status quo were in the thick of it, loud and relentless. Backwater roared from the Quo, a record that cut the polish, cranked the amps, and took Quo right back to their roots. Raw, relentless and real. Alan Lancaster wrote it like a street fight. All snarl, all swagger. He once said, "It was me saying, don't tell us how to play rock and roll. We already live it." In the charts, sweet pop ruled. Mud, the Rubettes and ABBA with Waterloo. But Quo weren't built for sequins or smiles. They were the pub circuit's beating heart. The sound of a dirty Telecaster and a working class rebellion. It wasn't about glamour, it was about graft. Denim on denim. Guitars through Marshall stacks and sweat on the floorboards. We're back to 1970 now. The Beatles had split, Bowie was still searching for Ziggy, and Britain was staring into a decade of change. On top of the Pops, Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime sat high, while the Quo, now finding their blues rock identity, dropped In My Chair. It hit number 21 in the UK charts, a small revolution in itself. After psychedelic detours like Pictures of Mastic Men, this was a Quo learning to swing differently, slower, dirtier, grounded. Rick Parfitt later said, "We'd sit in the studio drinking tea and jamming. Suddenly this groove comes out of nowhere and we just rolled with it. It sounds like the smoke curling in small clubs, of amps buzzing just before the lights go out. This was Quo turning from trippy to tough. Music you could drink to, fight to and drive to. The song's lazy riff became the DNA of their future. Relentless rhythm, no apologies and pure English boogie.
Started walking now, they started turning, my eyes were half open, but she didn't see me there. We ran a long walk across the rooftops in my chair.
It's 1977, the year of punk, bin strikes and Jubilee fever. The Sex Pistols spat at the Queen, but Quo, they kept the faith in the riff. Their version of John Fogerty's Rockin' All Over the World hit number 3 on the UK singles chart. A glorious middle finger to fashion and fad. The top 5 that week read Mull of Kintyre, Name of the Game, Floral Dance, How Deep Is Your Love, and Quo, Denim Clad, a grinning louder than ever. Francis Rossi laughed about it later. We weren't punk, we weren't disco, we were just loud and somehow that was enough. They played it at Live Aid 8 years later. It was July 13th, 1985. It wasn't Bowie, Queen or U2 who struck the first chord. It was Status Quo. Bob Geldof chose them to open because they were pure reliability. The band who could hit a stage cold and light a fuse in under 30 seconds. We wanted something instantly recognisable, Geldof said later. Quo were the sound of every pub jukebox in Britain. They'd get the crowd moving, and they did. From the very first blast of Rockin' All Over the World, 72,000 people inside Wembley Stadium were on their feet. No sound check, no fuss, just sweat. And that immortal riff thundering across the airwaves to 2 billion viewers worldwide. Rock and roll boiled down to 3 chords and 1 idea. Keep moving. This was Quo at full throttle. Unfashionable, unstoppable, unforgettable.
Giddy up and giddy up and get away. Going on a crazy
Next up again and again, it's 1978. Inflation strikes, disco balls and denim jackets. The Bee Gees and Boney M ruled the airwaves, but in the pubs, factories and Ford car parks, status quo kept it true. Again and again climbed to number 13 in the UK charts. A relentless rolling anthem for the working class. Written by Parfitt, Young and Brown, it captured the unbreakable loop. Album tour, no breaks, just sweat and raw. Rick said once, we didn't do in reinvention, we did repetition, but we made it ours. In that repetition was rhythm, and in rhythm came release. The week it charted, the top five were You're the One That I Want, Miss You, Baker Street, Dreadlock Holiday, and Three Times a Lady. Smooth, polished, studio sheen, then came Quo. Rough-edged and relentless. That's what made them heroes. While pop dreamt of satin, Quo still bled denim. It. We've come to the final record. It's 1980, Britain was shifting under everyone's feet, and a generation trying to figure out what came next. And right in the middle of it, Status Quo dropped What You're Proposing, a record that felt like the band tightening their grip just as the country was losing its own. It wasn't a reinvention, it didn't need to be. It was Quo sharpening the blade, slicker, heavier, but driven by that relentless engine room rhythm only they could make. It stormed to number 2 in the UK charts, blocked from the top spot but refusing to be ignored, and sounding bigger than almost anything on the radio. By 1980, critics had written them off again, but the public hadn't. This song proved their grip on the country wasn't nostalgia, it was instinct. Quo knew exactly what their fans wanted, and what they were proposing hit directly in the bloodstream.
It sounds so nice, what you're proposing, just once or twice, and not disclosing. sounds so nice. What you're proposing, just once or twice.
And that's it. I've overrun by a country mile, but it was worth every second. By the time the amps had finally cooled and the denim frayed at the seams, Status Quo had sold over 118 million records worldwide. More than The Police, more than Queen at one stage, and yet somehow they were never the critics' band. While others chased art and abstraction, quote, chased truth through repetition. Those 12-bar riffs became kind of a working-class mantra, a heartbeat pulsing through decades of British life. Pubs, garages, seaside arcades, and every Ford Escort rolling down the M62 with a cassette jammed in the dash. They were mocked for sounding the same, but that sameness was their rebellion. It was stamina. It was survival. Rick Parfitt once said, "We played rock and roll because that's what we were. Not because it was fashionable, but because it was real." When Parfitt died in 2016, it wasn't just a guitarist we lost. It was the last of the unbreakable brotherhood. The sound of pure, unfiltered British rhythm. Rossi stood on stage, older, quieter, still chasing the same endless riff. And that's the thing about Status Quo. They were never the critics' choice, but they were the people's band. The soundtrack to ordinary lives lived out loud. They didn't just play rock and roll, they were rock and roll. Forever stuck in that beautiful, relentless loop, again and again and again.
You're tuned in to Music Break.
Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Next time on Music Brick, we leave behind the oil-stained riffs and motorway miles of Status Quo and step into a colder, darker room. Manchester, 1979. Rain on brick, concrete tower blocks, and the hum of fluorescent light in forgotten offices. Out of that silence came Joy Division. Four young men who turned despair into sound. They weren't chasing fame, they were documenting the decay. Their story ends in tragedy, but their echo reshaped modern music. We trace how grey skies, broken hearts and short circuits gave birth to a sound that still haunts today. Next time on Music Brick, I give you Joy Division. This Music Brick show isn't just about music. It's about you and the songs that have stayed with you through your life. The tunes that shaped who you are. So please go and take a look at our Facebook page. Just search at Music Brick. Every song ever recorded means something to someone, and that includes you. We'd love to hear about your favourite songs and the memories connected to them. Our Facebook page, at Music Brick, is where we share these moments and the songs that made them unforgettable. This is your invitation to come and join us, share your story and be part of a growing community. Just search at Music Brick on Facebook. It's a place for everyone and we'd love you to be part of it. And there you have it. Another Music Brick, another album, another journey. Keep your ears open and your spirits high. Keep listening, keep exploring and above all, keep the faith. Night-night, Mum.
Playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio. The best radio station on the Med.